This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in deep kimchi. Deep, deep trouble, deep doo-doo. Yeah, you can smell it on them. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It is not going to be a good rest of the year for them. And by the way, I've not said this in a while, but Happy New Year to you. Happy New Year. Everything that they try to turn on you by turning on the person that you likely voted for has backfired on them. Polls are showing it. I got some polling information. Whew, ugly. I would hate to be a Democrat. In fact, I dare a Democrat to call the Kevin Jackson Show. Send me a note to Kevin to thekevinjacksonshow.com or call us at 844-551-8255 and get me some good news. Tell me anything that you go, Kevin, you have completely got it wrong, man. Joe Biden is amazing. The Democrat Party is doing great. And Donald Trump stinks. He's not going to get reelected and he's not going to do this. Just give me, but give me facts. Give me polling that isn't skewed so much to the Democrats that you chuckle at it. Like, I heard a poll. It said Fox News said head-to-head Biden was 9 points over Donald Trump. Really? I hate to do this. I get ethnic with you and have to hold my naughty bits and go, yeah, right, yeah. You know, pull that Italian thing like, yeah, yeah, some of this here, you know. You must be out of your mind if you think that Joe Biden is 9 points ahead of Donald Trump. In fact, I have a clip. Let's play that clip of Biden where he's asked about Trump's poll numbers.
I noticed that the president's numbers of the public have gone up in handling this crisis, but they haven't gone up in terms of his presidency.
Gallup did show he is now at 49% job approval, which is a reversal from a few weeks ago. So it's just an interesting development. It does suggest that the American people see him as a stronger leader than you've been maybe characterizing him.
Well, I hope that he does. He's so strong that he's up way above that because we need the help now. We need help now.
I don't know if you can be more prepared, or I should say unprepared, than Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Well, yes, the president's numbers have gone up in terms of the crisis, but not in terms of handling the country. You know, awkward silence. Well, yeah, Gallup shows that his numbers are up. And I'm sorry to disappoint you, creepy Joe. The man is detached. Yeah, Gallup has completely blows that out of the water. But as I said, Democrats keep on thinking it's all good. So just to give you some idea of the Gallup numbers, it's over 60% in his handling of Chinese Wuhan. And I already said in the previous hour, Donald Trump has set them up to be bigger hero than you can imagine. If you think that 2.2 million people were supposed to die, then they give you revised numbers that say, even with all of the things that we did, it could be 100,000 to 200,000. And then it turns out to be 20. Whoa! Donald Trump knows how to set himself up for success. And he did it by doing all the things correctly. Governors like Gavin Newsom and Cuomo saying it and then having to step on themselves because, again, it's politicized. They can't say, you know what, this guy did phenomenal. I don't care what you think about him. I don't care about your politics, whatever. We couldn't have done this any better. We couldn't have handled it any better if we had called it Chinese Wuhan, which is what he called it. So, as I said, Democrats have implemented bad strategies. They've got polling now that doesn't even protect them. Do you understand what I'm telling you? They have polling now that says Donald Trump is 60% on Wuhan. 49% of the people say his job as president is good. And folks, this is in a time when people's stock went to crap. This is at a time when people were about to buy houses and went, whoa. When businesses shut down, when unemployment went to 3.38 million looking for jobs because they got dismissed or whatever. And Donald Trump's at 49%? Donald Trump stole the narrative that the Republicans are the party of the people. He stole it back, which, by the way, is the truth. Democrats have said, we're the party of the people. Well, then why are we giving $25 million to the Kennedy Center, $25 million to Congress, when we should be helping people who need this money with this so-called stimulus? Why are you burdening it with all this other pork, Nancy Pelosi? It's going to be bad news, baby. There's a five-minute test now for the Chinese Wuhan virus. You don't have to wait hours. You don't have to wait days. You don't have to look at the incubation period. If you're sick, go in and give you a five-minute test. If you're laid off because of it, you got to stay home. You got money coming. President's going to help you get over the hump. Your business is going to keep your job for you. No harm, no foul. A hiccup in the system that everybody's willing to take. You want to know why? Because they rode that wave up so high. They rode it up there. Donald Trump gets elected. What they tell you? It was gonna crush the market. Blah blah blah. Let me tell you. If this had happened, what's going on now with the media attack on the president? It happened to Obama during H1N1. He would have been a one-term president at best. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. Trump sends cures to New York City, the epicenter of the outbreak. All the leftists, he can't do that. They haven't been tested by the FDA, yada, yada, yada. And Trump's going, no, but it's been tested elsewhere. And you know what? Everywhere we turn, we find out this works. So what? Look, strategy. Strategy. It's going to get far worse from the Democrats, though. Far worse. I'm going to be talking about it. There are people who have a vested interest in Joe Biden running for president. They would love to see this demented person win. Not even saying it to be funny. When I call Joe Biden Captain Demento, I'm not doing it to get a chuckle, even though it does make me chuckle. I call him Captain Demento because he's Captain Demento. The dude is unaware of how he's being used. Go for it, Democrats. 1,000 people have died in New York City, the epicenter, and Donald Trump is saying, we're going to quarantine these areas, these hot spots. We're going to get this thing under control, and it isn't going to be 2.2 million. It's not going to be 100 to 200,000. It's going to be a lot less. And you know what? You're going to have faith again in the American government and in my leadership team. That's the death knell.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Who has the most to gain with a Joe Biden election? It's a good question. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. I'd be curious as to who you think has the most to gain. Now, I'm going to give you some obvious. The obvious is the Democratic Party. They would have gotten rid of Donald Trump. Calm down. It isn't going to happen. I'm just giving you a hypothetical. Why would someone want a brain-damaged president? That's my question to you. It isn't a matter of, does Joe Biden lack the mental capacity to be president? We know he doesn't. Joe Biden is an idiot, and I say that with all due respect. He's an idiot. He is a certifiable clinical idiot. The guy, he can appear lucid. He's a functional idiot. That doesn't mean he's not an idiot. So anyway, who has the most to gain? The Democratic Party. Well, they don't have to worry about the next SCOTUS Ruth Bader Ginsburg can finally die or retire or whatever, because I think she has to die in her chambers. I know I talked with Justice Thomas. He says, they will pull me out of here on a gurney. Praise God. He ain't going to retire. You ever hear of anybody saying Justice Thomas is going to leave the Supreme Court? He's not. I heard it from his own mouth. You can take that to the bank. Anyway, they would get the Supreme Court. They would stop all of the present, legal, all the stuff that's going on with district judges and federal judges, etc. So the legal system would let from the judicial branch standpoint, that it would stop Trump. So the Democrats would benefit greatly with that, right? The Supreme Court would be 5-4, and it would stay 5-4 when Bader Ginsburg is gone, and no, Lord knows Biden's going to put some radical black chick on the court. He's already said it. So there's that. Then there's the obvious. They would stop all of Donald Trump's stuff in its tracks. So getting rid of Trump, that's the thing. But who else benefits? Special interests that would have gotten Joe Biden elected, they benefit. Green energy, all the other things. But what I'm trying to get to is there are individuals that seem to be orchestrating Joe Biden to get in. What Hillary Clinton would benefit, right? Because she's a trusted advisor. Biden's already said she's smarter than he is. It would end her problems. It would end Barack Obama's problems. It would end Comey's problems. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who would love to see Biden win. But one of my buddies, he came up with this and he goes, I've noticed something that people haven't thought about. And I went, what is it? He says, well, here's an article I wrote. And it says, almost every night, all of America is witness to Joe Biden's seemingly progressive mental decline on full display. The decline expresses itself in surprisingly different forms each night. It all adds up to what us laymen are certain is age-advanced dementia. Biden can't remember words, places, or people. He recalls he was once in the Obiden-Obama administration and is now running for the U.S. Senate. Facts and figures are even more challenging. Even hardcore conservatives cringe with sadness as Biden slurs his way through the mental fog. So why is he running for president, given his age and mental decline? Why? People often ask, how could the Biden family allow this to continue? I'm one of those. I've said, if I were Joe Biden's crackhead son, and he's got a daughter, and he's got a brother, and a sister, and a wife, I would be, we don't need this. We have money, you've got it, if you want to think you've got a great legacy, leave it there. He goes on, he writes, while grifter Hunter Biden isn't likely to discourage old Joe, what about Joe's wife of 42 years, Jill Biden? Shouldn't the good Dr. Jill step in and make the call to retire Joe to Florida or at least to southern Delaware? Let's consider some questions. Who is the one person who knows better than anyone that Joe Biden's mental faculties are in serious decline? Answer, Jill Biden. Who's the one person with the power to make Joe retire from politics? Answer, Jill Biden. Who's the one person closest to Joe to encourage him, who encouraged him and now enables him to run for president for a third time? Jill Biden. When asked why Joe Biden was running for president, he told The View, I wasn't ready to run, but then Charlottesville happened. Jill Biden. Who told The View that the decision about running was to put Joe's grandchildren who demanded Pop run for president, after which we jumped in? Jill Biden. Which career political wife almost certainly stewed in jealousy for 8 years while playing second fiddle to newcomer Michelle O'Biden, Michelle Obama, there I go, who didn't even want the job? Jill Biden. Who's the one person constantly seen and heard after debates on stage and after televised appearances instructing Joe to come or go and whom he obediently obeys? Jill Biden, who said on The View that she didn't think her stepson, Beau Biden, was going to die until the moment he died. Jill Biden, who said on The View, we've never known anything but politics. It's not a job. It's a lifestyle. Jill Biden, who would be the de facto president early on in the Biden administration, even without a severe medical event? Jill Biden. In the Biden administration, who would be emulating Edith Wilson, wife of President Woodrow Wilson, who called the shots after Wilson's severe stroke left him bedridden? Jill Biden. Who dedicated her last book to the inspiring, groundbreaking First Lady, Edith Wilson? You guessed it. Jill Biden. Now, Joel Gilbert wrote that piece. Joel's a filmmaker and a really good intellect. Joel's really good at looking at things from different angles. He did a movie called Dreams of My Real Father about Barack Obama, where he pretty much proved that Frank Lloyd, what, I forget his name is Frank, not Frank Lloyd, right? Frank Marshall Davis was Barack Obama's real daddy. And I believe it. But, yeah, I'm telling you, because they look alike. They have the same sort of deepness to their voice. I mean, and he was with, he's got naked pictures of Obama's mother, because the dude was a bit of a pimp, and on. So Joel proved it to me. But this makes perfect sense. Because if you ask yourself, like I said, who would let why would you let Joe Biden run for president in his obvious mental, you know, capacity, diminished mental capacity? And here's Jill Biden encouraging Joe to do this. She's got to be dealing with some pretty sick stuff in the evenings. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of COVID-19 cases around the world is now above 800,000.
The death toll also continues to rise as more than 39,000 people have died. Here in the United States, there are more than 165,000 confirmed cases with almost 3,200 deaths. President Trump says he could see a scenario where he would recommend all Americans in public wear masks.
We haven't discussed it to that extent, but it's certainly something we could discuss. We're getting certainly the number of masks that you need. We are in the process of talking about things. I saw his suggestion on that, so we'll take a look at it. But I would hope it would be a very limited time. Doctors, they'll come back and say, for the rest of our lives, we have to wear masks.
CNN anchor Chris Cuomo has tested positive for coronavirus. Cuomo, the brother of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats want Biden gone. I know. And for the record, I said to you guys on this radio show, Biden very well may not be the Democrats' nominee. And everything leading up to, you know, well, first of all, he was tanking, right? And then he made his surge after South Carolina, but I said it was a reluctant resurgence by Joe Biden because the Democrats ran out of options. And now I'm telling you that the Democrats are strategizing against Joe Biden. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They want him gone. I'm not sure if Joe Biden sees it. I'm not sure if you see it. I'm not sure if anybody sees it. This is just, these are the views of the Kevin Jackson Show. And I'm the El Jefe of the program, so they are my views. But I'm going to tell you, the Democrats want somebody else. They really don't care who it is. But the reason why I'm telling you they want somebody else is I'm watching the trends. I told you guys, don't try to count cards. Watch the trend of the cards. I'm giving you some hints for Vegas. You can count cards. You can't count 8 decks. You can't count 6 decks. All you can do is kind of watch the trends. Cards have a tendency. I mean, you can say to me, Kevin, there's nothing academic, or you can't write an algorithm about how the cards are going to come out when a dealer shuffles. But I'm going to tell you, cards tend to clump. I don't know what it is. You can do okay in Vegas if you learn how to watch the trends. I'll give you an example. They'll tell you, generally speaking, high cards, I mean, when you're finding the street, this isn't across the board, people, understand this. The cards are going to do what they do. But there comes a time in a shuffle that if you can play along just little money, little money, little money, there'll come a time where it's little cards all coming out in a row. A dealer will get 8 cards to make 21. You'll see a dealer with a 3 showing. And you think, okay, you play it as a 13. They turn their card over. They got a 3 and a 2. They got a 5. And you're thinking, okay, next card's 15. Next card's 25. They bust. You're good. Next card comes out. It's a 4. So they got a 9. You're going, okay, geez, don't make the next card 19. Please don't make it 19. Next card comes out. It's a 4. It's a 13. You're thinking, whoo, this is good. Next card will be a big card. It'll be a 23. Nope. Next card comes out. It's a 6. I'm sorry, it's a 3. You get 16. They're like, oh, crap, 16. But hey, that's a good card for me. And then the next thing card comes out, it's 5. 21. And they'll draw seven cards, and you're going, ah, and the whole time you're, yes, 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 ah. Right? Low cards tend to hang out with low cards when that streak comes. So they tell you, don't bet. Doesn't matter, you know, unless you got a packed hand like a 20. The average hand in Vegas is an 18.4 or something like that. So even if you're sitting on an 18, you're not in good shape. So you're sitting on a 20, a 19, you may be okay. But don't get crazy. But here's the deal. When the big cards start coming out, it's good for you. Because you're going to sit on 20s a lot, 20, 20, 20, 20, and you're just waiting on the dealer to get a bad card. Dealer gets 17, dealer gets 18, dealer gets 19, boom, boom, boom. You got 20s, 20, 20, 20, 20. So if you're betting at the right time, you're in good shape. Watch the trends. That's what I watch. I watch the trends. And I'm watching this trend, and I'm going, okay, the last ditch effort by somebody was to run a poll that said Biden could beat Trump head-to-head, you know, by 9 points. It was a Fox News poll, which will tell you what you need to know about Fox. There's no way. But what am I really seeing? I'm seeing things about, Cuomo. Yeah, according to, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But things are bad for the Democrats, and this is ABC. 15% of Bernie Sanders supporters say they will vote for Trump. Now, if this poll is accurate, 15% of Sanders voters represents a slightly higher defection than occurred after the bitter battle between Sanders and Kankles in 2016. In that election, 12% of Sanders voters broke for Trump. So he's now at 15 versus 12, so he's up 3%. Now, you guys have heard me say on this show where I told you Donald Trump is going to win in every statistical category group. He, you know, whether it's Latinos, whether it's blacks, whether it's women, whether it's LGBT, whether it's millennials, new voters, all of them. Donald Trump is going to get 2, 3, 4 points, some higher than he did in the previous election. I think the polls that show Trump's approval rating at 60% for handling of Chinese Wuhan, 49% approval overall, sort of proves that number. I said this with the understanding that in the spring of 2016, an ABC News poll found that 20% of Sanders supporters said they would vote for Trump over Clinton, but only 12% committed. And I still said to you, Donald Trump will win over more people. He will win more Sanders voters than in the previous election cycle. Now, back to this 15% of the people who support Trump. 15% of Sanders supporters. If you say that Sanders has 30%, of the Democrat vote. I don't know whether that's true or not. Is it 20? Is it 30? But if you take that number and multiply, you know, times the 15%, if it is 30%, that means that Sanders is going to bring about 4.5% of the vote, the Democrat, the entirety of the Democrat vote, to Donald Trump. If it was all going to go to Biden, then it would be, which, by the way, the majority of it will. They're talking about 80 to 82% of this vote is going to go to Biden. That leaves a lot of wiggle room for Trump on the Bernie supporters. That's a big chunk. It's a big chunk. It's as big as the Jewish vote. It's rivaling the black vote. It's a nice little piece for Trump to add. But here's things are far worse, folks, because the Democrat supporters of Sanders are less likely than the average member of their party to back Joe Biden. So even though they're telling me, I've seen polls between 80 to 82% that say Biden's going to get the Sanders vote, or that's the number of Sanders voters rather than going to vote for Biden. I've seen those polls. I don't believe that number is going to be that high. I think that number is actually going to be something like 60 to 70% versus 80. And then, I suspect, and here's the big deal, they aren't going to have the enthusiasm to support Joe. See, it's the enthusiasm, stupid. Creepy Joe Biden motivates nobody. Even the most ardent Democrats must truthfully admit that Biden pales in comparison to Trump when it comes to rock-solid support of the base. And here's what ABC reported. They said former Vice President Biden has emerged as a Democrat's top choice for the presidential nomination. an ABC Washington News poll. But with only a bare majority of support within his party and a massive enthusiasm gap in a November matchup with President Trump. Indeed, strong enthusiasm for Biden among his supporters at just 24% is the lowest on record for a Democratic president candidate in 20 years of ABC Post polling. More than twice as many of Trump's supporters are highly enthusiastic about him, about supporting him, at 53%. Highly enthusiastic. 53%. Enthusiastic is the next level. What do you think that's going to be? Because Donald Trump has 95% support. As Biden would say, come on, man. Come on, man. Trump has 95% support among Republicans. And if anybody believes, folks, that there's only a 24% gap between him and Donald Trump, you're losing it. But here's what the reason why I tell you he's in big trouble, because they did a puff piece on Cuomo. And here's what how it reads. It says this. One odd side effect of the COVID-19 has been what it does to taste. Even those who have avoided the illness enjoy things they once disliked. Government spending. FaceTiming with family. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of California's morning news conferences, have become part of the country's daily rhythm. He has broadcast live from the wood-paneled red room of the state capitol building or the New York City's convention center, a leader in a polo shirt, neatly knotted tie, projecting competence to go along with the PowerPoint projections of hard truths. And to the surprise of anyone who has watched his State of the State, it's must-see television. First come the facts. In a matter of days, there are no cases, then 30,000 cases, then 45,000 cases in New York State. That's a problem, he says. They are running out of beds and ventilators. He doesn't shy away from that. That's a challenge, he pauses. Take a breath, he says. And when he starts to talk again is the revival portion of the meeting. There are moving stories about New York, his mother, his father, and all of humanity. The density of the state, its closeness, he says. It is vulnerability. So what they're trying to tell you is that despite New York State having been the epicenter of Chinese Wuhan virus, that everything's good with Cuomo, that we can all rest assured New Yorkers can feel good. And you know what? He's got the nation riveted. They are doing a puff piece, folks, because they are positioning him for the convention. Trust me when I tell you this. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know what a puff piece is and why they're doing it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This should not stop you from going about your life. Should not stop you from going to Chinatown and going out to eat. I'm going to do that today myself. Until we know fully how to handle this virus, we have to assume it'll be with us for a long time. We have to assume it may throw curveballs at us and be in a vigilant state as a city, as a nation, until this crisis is over.
That was Bill de Blasio early on telling New Yorkers, hey, no big deal, nothing to worry about. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. The other person who spoke out on this was the New York City Health Commissioner, and here's what she had to say.
The risk to New Yorkers for coronavirus is low, and that our preparedness as a city is very high. There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday. I'm going to be there.
She said that on February the 2nd. For those of you who are keeping score, and where do we find the biggest outbreak of cases of Chinese Wuhan? In New York, responsible for 42% of the new cases of Chinese Wuhan and 34% of the deaths. And now they find themselves under a semi-quarantine. President issued a travel warning. So here's what's interesting about it. They said they were tweeting out, these are the New York politicians, the politicos, that were trying to blame Trump on this. They said, the hospitals are flooded and overcrowded, and they showed a picture, the very same picture they had used during the time of H1N1, and of course our eagle-eyed people spotted it, and said, it's really funny that you guys use the same picture of hospitals being overcrowded during H1N1, then you're using it for the Chinese Wuhan. So Todd Starnes, formerly with Fox News, like myself, he went to the area hospital in his area of New York in Brooklyn, and he filmed it. And he says, here's all the hoopla surrounding the hospitals. They're supposed to be inundated with patients. There's nobody there. He wasn't the only one. Few people on Twitter went out and videoed their neighborhood hospitals, and there are no overflowing of Chinese Wuhan cases, as people have described. It's just more lies. As I said earlier, it's an attempt to try to panic you. I have a novel idea. How about every scientist who projects bad data about Wuhan or anything else be relieved of his or her license and job? In other words, if you're going to call yourself a scientist, you better have absolute science that backs up what your findings are. Now, you may say, well, Kevin, that's going to stop people from, you know, wanting to be scientists. They don't know. Well, then say that. Say, you know what? I'm not exactly sure. Here's my data. I'm ready for it to go through academic rigor, but I'm not going to get you excited about the number of people who are going to die or the rate of death of some pandemic when it's not the case. If you say, these are the numbers we're getting from China, but I want to put a warning that we cannot verify these numbers. Something like this versus what happened, for example, with climate change. You know, what I call climate farce. When you're proven wrong about this stuff, you should lose your license. That way we go back to having real scientists who give us real data and not propaganda. We are scaring people to the point of suicide. I gave you guys some suicide numbers a while back. Now, why am I talking about all this? Confirmed Chinese Wuhan cases are meaningless. That's the new stat that they give you. The United States has more confirmed cases. So-and-so has more confirmed cases. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, great. How many confirmed deaths? How many deaths? If you have 100,000 new cases and only 1,000 people die, that's 1%. You know, those are the numbers. So if it's got a 99% recovery rate, that's pretty good. I mean, give a cancer sufferer, say, hey, you've got a 99% chance of recovery on this cancer. They would go, I'll take it. Versus 18% or something like that. A new data projection of the U.S. best case coronavirus scenario, where 20% of adults are infected over 18 months, paints a picture of strained hospitals operating at 95% capacity. The very worst case scenario, with 60% infected over a 6-month span, would mean that the U.S. could need more than 7 times the number of available hospital beds than it currently has. The president commented on this because he got misquoted, and he called out CNN.
You were talking about governors of different states, and you said, I want them to be appreciative. You also said, if they don't treat you right,
I don't call.
These are direct quotes, sir.
Excuse me. Ready? Take a look at what it said. I want them to be appreciative of me, okay? And then you cut it off because it's fake news.
You and of your administration,
just,
absolutely.
Please, let me just finish it.
You just said it again, and you know the answer is a lie. You know
I could read you your full comments, sir.
Let me
just
say,
look,
your statement and your response and your answer is a lie. Because here's the story. You ready? I said, I want you to be appreciative of me, and then you go on. And then I go on, and you cut it off. But it says, because when you're not...
I want them to be appreciative. I don't want them to say things that aren't true. I want them to be appreciative. We've done a great job. And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about Mike Pence, the task force. I'm talking about
FEMA,
the Army Corps of Engineers.
Thank you.
But then you went on to say, if they don't treat you right, I don't call. He's a different type of person.
I don't call.
Referring to the vice president.
No, I don't call. No, I don't call the governor of Washington.
Why in this time of...
But Mike Pence calls, and the head of FEMA calls. I don't stop them. Did I ever ask you to do anything negative, Mike, to Washington, to the state of Washington? What you didn't say, see, you started it off, and you talked about, I have to be appreciative. But then, when you read the rest, it said, because if you don't appreciate, you're not respecting these incredible people, the two admirals, you're not appreciating FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers who built 2,900 beds in 3.5 days, and you're not appreciating all of the work that's been done, and you're not appreciating these incredible people from private enterprise that are delivering things in numbers that nobody's ever seen. See, and that's why people aren't watching CNN very much anymore. That's why they don't like it. That's why your ratings are no good. Because you, even after knowing the truth for days now, you bring up the old lie. Read the rest of your question, the rest of your statement, you didn't put in. You have to put that in.
But
that's why CNN is not trusted anymore. They are not trusted. They are fake news. Remember that.
It's answering questions like that at pressers that have endeared, come on, Kev, get control of the language here, that have endeared the president to us. This is a guy saying, look, if you don't like me, it's one thing. But when you're just blatantly lying, when you're cutting off my stuff to make it look like I'm an egomaniac, and I go on to thank all the people, I'm thanking this person, I didn't make the calls. Mike made the call. This person did this. It's all of us acting together. Now, Barack Obama didn't have to do such things. They gave him credit for everything. For all we know, Barack Obama, drooled out of his mouth at the end of the day because he was just so devastated or whatever, because it wouldn't matter. The man could eat and pass gas, and everybody would talk about how delicious it smelled. It's ridiculous how the double standard that's at play here. Still want to stick with this data, though. ProPublica review of the data from Harvard's Global Health Institute showed that 20% of adults were infected, but in a much shorter six-month window, such hospitals would quickly run out of resources to treat those who are expected to need it. The data shows that if we fail to act, if we go with the status quo, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. Now, I said in the previous segment, all this doom and gloom is to open the president. Because they're giving us all these crazy projections. 2.2 million people could die. 100,000 at the lowest number. 200,000 at the highest. And, if we get control of it. And then Donald Trump gets control of it. And suddenly 5,000-10,000 people die. Less than 20,000 die. After the doom and gloom. After the shutting of school. And look, H1N1 was far worse. Barack Obama did nothing. And for all intents and purposes, it may end up being he has better numbers than Trump. But it won't look like it. It won't look like it because all of the hoopla that's gone to this is going to make Trump look like a god. Anyway, this guy says, we're all going to have to work together. Every mayor, every governor has to be asking themselves, are they going to be part of the solution or are they going to be part of the problem? So Trump made a stellar move. We talked about it in the previous segment. Donald Trump says, okay, great, I'll extend it out. I'm going to do exactly what you've asked. We're going to extend it out. I'm going to start giving out this cure that they said couldn't exist because the FDA is so full of red tape. And you know what Donald Trump did? He removed the red tape. How did he do that? How was he able to react so quickly? Well, if the Chinese got it under control, if France had already been working on something, with our scientists already having been on the case for 3 months, maybe he did. I don't know. I'm not trying to tell you that it definitively that he did, but I'll tell you this. If it works, he's going to look like a genius.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.